You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down Dalal Street. Today is the 7th of October, a Monday, the beginning of a new trading week. But what a week we had in the past. It was nothing short of a freaky Friday. All that took place over the course of the weekend and all that we can expect over the course of today is what I bring to you now. And here's also hoping that you've had a great, great weekend, a relaxing one, despite whatever took place on Dalal Street. And for those of you who enjoy doing Garba, I hope that's been going well. And for those of you who enjoy Pandal hopping, I hope that's been going well as well. Now, let's put all that aside because it's back to business. A morning walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
A freaky Friday indeed. Indian markets closed in the red for the fifth consecutive day on Friday. Nifty 50 slipped below its crucial swing low of 11,247 and Sensex failed to hold on to 38,000. The final tally on Dalal Street read something like this. The BSE Sensex fell 433 points to 37,673, while the Nifty 50 closed 139 points lower at 11,174. Indian markets snapped 3 weeks of a winning streak and closed in the red. For the week, the S&P BSE Sensex fell 2.9%, while the Nifty 50 closed 2.94% down for the week ended 4th of October. Investors got spooked by the quantum of rate cut, which fell below market expectations, as well as a cut in GDP growth rate. Investors have taken a pessimistic view due to continued downward revision in GDP estimate and new stress in the banking system. The RBI revised real GDP growth for 2019-2020 downwards from 6.9% in the August policy to now 6.1%. More than 300 stocks hit a fresh 52-week low on the BSE, and that list included names like BASF India, Grasim Industries, Cummins India, Tata Sponge Iron, TCI Industries, among others. In the broader market space, the BSE Mid-Cap Index and BSE Small-Cap Index both saw a plunge for the mid-cap. For the small-cap, sorry, it was a 3.9% plunge. In the small-cap space, as many as 138 stocks fell between 10 and 30%, and that list included names like Praj Industries, DCB Bank, Eros International, Just Dial, Dish TV India, JM Financial, Rolta India, IDFC Limited, Unitech, Delta Corp, Divan Housing, and India Bulls Ventures. On the macro front, the foreign exchange reserves touched a record high of $434.6 billion as of the 1st of October. According to the latest weekly data, the reserves surged by a massive $5.022 billion to $433.594 billion for the week to September 27th. The rupee on Friday closed almost flat at 70.88 against the American dollar after the Reserve Bank of India, in a widely expected move, cut key interest rates by 0.25 percentage points. On the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in the Indian markets for 682 crore rupees, while DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 606 crore rupees, according to provisional data. A quick look at the technical view now. Indian markets closed nearly 3% lower for the week ended 4th of October. The index formed what is called a long black day on the daily charts. The index took support near 20 DMA and traded below crucial short-term moving averages. The index slipped below its crucial swing low of 11,247, which also led to the selling pressure. Technically speaking, Nifty 50 may not regain strength unless it registers a close above 11,400 kinds of levels. On the downside, if it settles below 11,158, then eventually it should have a logical target placed around 10,875. A breach of 11,110 on a closing basis shall accentuate the selling pressure further towards 10,875. Experts suggest that traders should avoid long positions and to consider positional shorts on a pullback towards 11,300 or on a breach of 11,110 on closing basis could take the index towards 10,900. Based on these observations, we'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,110, 11,400, and 11,554. Maximum call open interest seen at 11,500 and 12,000. Maximum put open interest at 11,000 and 11,200. A few stocks that have been in the news and therefore will be on our radar today. A clutch of top strategic suitors have submitted non-binding bids for Emami Cement, which has been put up for sale by the Emami Group, sources in the know have told Money Control. Drug firm Glenmark Pharmaceuticals on the 5th of October said it has received a warning letter from the US health regulator, that is the FDA, for its Baddi facility in Himachal Pradesh. IT major Wipro on Friday said it has completed the acquisition of US-based International Technic Group Incorporated, that is ITI. And finally, Tata Motors on Friday said it has bagged orders to supply 300 electric buses from Ahmedabad Janmarg. So, Tata Motors, Wipro, Glenmark and Emami will be on our radar today. And finally, as usual, we spoke to Religare Broking for some technical recommendations as to what you can buy or sell. And this is what they have to recommend. It's going to be 2 buy calls and 1 sell call. HCL Technologies has a buy call, ended trade on Friday at 1,079.10 rupees. Target you should be looking at 1,130 rupees. Place your stop loss at 1,045 rupees for an upside of 4%. Biocon has a buy call as well, ended trade on Friday at 231.10. Target 256 rupees, stop loss 220 rupees for an upside of 10%. And Bharat Heavy Electricals, that is BHEL, has a sell call for October futures, ended trade on Friday at 46 rupees. Target 43 rupees, stop loss at 51 rupees for a downside of 6%. Sorry for the burp there, but Bharat Heavy Electricals has a sell call. Our thanks to Religare Broking for those recommendations, and here is hoping that the day proves to be a lucky one to you, considering it has been a few truncated weeks, and let's see what happens during this one. I will, of course, see you later in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street. Until then, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.